Well, that's almost it for this episode of Naked Oceans, but we've just got time to catch up with another marine expert and ask them if they were a marine critter, which one they'd be and why. Here's our critter of the month.
Hello, my name is Brian Scarry, and I'm a wildlife photojournalist specializing in marine wildlife, underwater and ocean subjects. And if I were a marine creature, I think I would like to be an orca, otherwise known as a killer whale. I suppose that's somewhat of a shallow statement in the sense that I've chosen the most supreme creature in the sea, perhaps an animal that I at least believe reigns supreme over pretty much everything else. So I guess that tells you something about me. But anyway, I am just so impressed with orca. I think that they are on a level quite unlike anything else. I'd like to think that they're much smarter than human beings and that they have this ability and awareness that we can't even begin to understand. I've only encountered orca a few times throughout my career in the ocean. The first time I had a real close encounter with them was back in 1994. I was in the Norwegian Arctic and free diving, very, very cold water in a place where they were gathering to feed on herring over the winter. It was just magical. The cliffs and the fjords were immense and kind of spooky. It was this beautiful purple light in the sky. The sun never got very high at that time of the year. This was in October. But on a few occasions, I was able to get underwater with my dry suit, no scuba tank, just free diving down and see these animals in pods and in groups. I had one day where a young orca, a juvenile, a baby, kind of broke off from its mom and came around and just circled me. And, you know, the whole time they're looking at you with this eye that you know has this incredible intelligence, this great awareness behind them. I've had the privilege of being with many great underwater creatures, from tiny ones to giant ones, and marine mammals are always very special because they are choosing to interact with you. You know, they are making that decision that they want to know more about you, and they're curious. But an orca is quite unlike anything else, you know, and they have this depth, this soul, if you will, that, you know, goes back eons. And if only we could tap into that, I think we could learn so much. So the notion of coming back, if I could be reincarnated or if I could just snap my fingers and become an orca, I think would be pretty magical because I would learn so much about the ocean and have the ability to travel great distances and interact with everything else that lives in the sea.
That was Brian Scarry with those amazing, intelligent hunters, the orcas or killer whales. And did you know they are, in fact, just big dolphins? They're a member of the Delphinidae family, which is the ocean dolphins. This month, Brian's fantastic new book, Ocean Soul, is published. It's a collection of some of his most stunning underwater photographs from his career, taking pictures for National Geographic magazine, so well worth checking out. And you can find lots more ocean experts picking their top critters at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
Well, that's it for this sparkly edition of Naked Oceans. Many thanks to Edie Widder and Brian Scarry. We'll be back with more ocean science and conservation, same time, same place, next month. Until then, we'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Twitter at Naked Oceans or email us. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. You'll find more info on this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by The Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.